there, Dunder Mifflinite. Welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy and give you a nice, peaceful rest while enjoying The Office. Tonight's episode is Season 5, Episode 21. This one originally aired March 26th. This is 2 weeks. This one was directed by Paul Lieberstein and written by Aaron Shore. Both long-running Office alumni. And of course, it's referring to the two-week notice that Michael put in with David Wallace in the last episode. We have another guest appearance by the wonderful Idris Elba. And we're going to get into the episode as long as your sleep timers are set. And we start off with most of the office back in the kitchen, and Michael sitting on the counter is like, I had no idea when I left. Get to the building, revolving door broken. No, I was so nervous, it was the wrong building. Pam says he finally has a story we really want to hear, and he knows it. You're in the building, right, people? I looked at Wallace. I said, I quit. You have no idea how high I can fly. Wouldn't it feel good to tell him that he's incompetent? He's wasted time. He says, you've thought about this a lot more than I have. Oscar loves a good quitting story. It gives me hope, like I have control over my own life. Like I'll have my own someday. It is notable here, you have Oscar sitting in front of an interior window for the talking head, which means Oscar is to forever be in the office. And at this point, Michael is still looking very proper, but of course, as we know later in the episode, right here already, tie is undone, jacket, he's looking a little more casual. Jim explains, surprisingly, there's a big difference between Michael trying and Michael not trying. Scotch and Splenda. Tastes like Splenda getting drunk like scotch. Angela does not approve. What am I going to do? A little bit of this, a little of that. Stay up all day. Oh, hey. I'm going to stop worrying about calories. Shut the door. Do you have any leads on a job? At my level, you don't just ask for a job. You are headhunted. A really good headhunter will storm your village at sunset. And that's what we're talking about. Charles says, I need to get this data. Your I need you to is my command. And he crumbles up the paper. Now Michael's back in the kitchen eating somebody's food. I have all the time in the world. Oh, Phyllis. He just wants to give him a gift. You know, because you're leaving, and hope we get to work with you someday again. I already have wine, he says. Now they have some offices have gone with an outside hire, for obvious reasons. He says, look, there's very few positions, it's brutal out there. Michael's like, oh my goodness, what have I done? Now, Kevin's at the copier. He got one covered in bubble wrap. It'll be ready soon. Is soon mean 3 weeks to you? Then come back soon. During the course of business, it goes through wear and tear. Bandit. Chewing on it. Kevin spills coffee on it. They didn't set it up. My day just got interesting. You have Michael Monster.com. When you're in paper long enough, you get to know the players. He's calling Prince Family Paper. And they are no longer in business. May God be with you. And Michael scratches out the only company on his list. What is he going to do? His panic sets in right there. Now we have a little squishy ball hits Jim. And Michael calls Jim in. And he says, just close your eyes. He says, I'm going to start my own paper company. Why? I know paper. Oh God, I practically invented decline. I know, I have a name. It's a Michael Scott Paper Company. Do you want in? Do you want to be a part of this? Jim says, I'm not going to do this. And you are not going to either. What I wish for you is that you land a job that exists. Charles. Jim. Michael handed in his 2-week notice, did you? No? After you? Pam on the floor, reading the instructions. Dwight comes over. Do you want me to translate the German instructions for you? Typical American arrogance. Do the German instructions say what this piece is supposed to do? It's either an incense dispenser or a ceremonial sarcophagus. Dwight says, my German is pre-industrial and mostly religious. All right, Michael says, is there a way to change the name on this paper? Pillow talk. Listen, Michael, have you really thought this through? It's a pretty big risk. This is a dream that I've had since lunch. You could give up this dream, though, right? Michael says, look, I landed all of these clients. I know the market. I know the price points. So how do I do that? scan it. Yep, that would do it. Taping it with transparent tape and scanning it would do it. And Kelly's explaining why she has to leave early. Run it by Toby, he says. I just wanted to bring you a brochure. What? There was a Sunday bar. Did Michael just let anyone in his office? Yeah, all the time. Now Charles says, I am aware of the effect I have on women. Goodbye. She's turning 50 this year. Michael goes to Andy, starting my own paper company. Really? In this climate? In all climates? Worldwide? And so now Michael's gone from Jim to Andy. Andy's like, oh no. Bow, bow, bow. Michael's starting his own paper company. Andy sneaks right out of there. Lots of potential, he says to Dwight. Very awkward exchange between the two. Location is hard for me with the farm. You getting to where I'm going to put my thing. Put a pin in it. Pam is announcing the moment everyone's been waiting for. Meredith says, a little miss thing wants attention. And doesn't quite land it. Kevin comes up. Not ready, Kevin. Pam is at a crucial point where she has sunk 4 hours into that copier. Now Michael has put a note inside of Oscar's sandwich. And Michael's hiding behind the warehouse. Do you have a business plan? Researched financials? Most new businesses don't make money for 2 years. You don't cut yourself a salary for 5 years. Already have the job. Michael is in. Now he's trying to recruit Stanley. You're not letting you finish. Michael says, I had a great time at prom, and no one said yes to that either. Phyllis using the new copier. Pam's very proud. I know all the buttons, even the inside. All of the error messages. Could do a bound book in plastic with offset colors. And this is a good way to like set up everything that's about to happen, is you have Pam looking at a little dismayed about what she's been doing. Now Michael says, I can't pretend. Not if you're starting a competing paper company, Michael. You really think Hank is going to be loyal to you? Michael tries to turn around to Michael. Come on, man, let's go. Kevin says, he's a good guy. He's super funny. Maybe I should tell him before he goes. He's all the way over there. Michael tries to make a speech. Charles says, no. Talking to the window, but nobody inside can hear him. I can't believe this is really happening. Why does he get to take the PT Cruiser? I thought the PT Cruiser was it. Oscar says just like that. Just as mysteriously as he arrived, he was gone. But he's sneaking back into the office. Michael knows that building better than anything else. Andy says, the whole office seems darker, you know? He's gone, Andy. You don't have to kiss his ass anymore. How much time is left on this flight? Jim and Pam hear something, and it's Michael army crawling across the floor. He says, look straight up. He's coming back to accounting. Angela says, these are for employees only. Why did you ask everyone except me, Angela, create a Meredith? He says, I want to do. Now I want everybody. Crawling, crawling. Jim. Who? Hey. Did you have time to think about it? I did, and I think I thought about something else. It's tempting, but it's 100% leading. No one has seen the client list Michael was working on. And he shuffles across the floor again. He's laying right in front of the conference room. And he's like, look, nobody look at me. Don't look down. Not all the way up. This is Michael Scott talking. This is not Michael Scott. This is your future. I am old. I am your old future. You're old and gray. You're happy because you went with the Michael Scott Paper Company. Come on. Are you doing your best here? Are you being the best that you can be? Anyone who's going with me, stomp your foot. Okay, he says. Now he tries to stomp Phyllis's foot for him. And Charles can see that there's some kind of weirdness happening. Michael, get up. Jim, let's go. I think Hank should be here. Michael takes, Charles takes the glasses off and says, I don't need Hank. I don't even care. I've got nothing to lose. Not worth it. Door slam. Charles, door slam. Pam goes, oh no. I'm going with him. Jim's like, you cannot be serious. Coming with you. Okay, it'll be great. I don't want to be a receptionist. Executive assistant, no. Salesman. Dealio. Still no. Are people watching? Probably. It's the entire office looking out of the conference room window. Jim, we're having a company meeting here. Smell you later. Charles said lots of change today. Shouldn't affect our day-to-day. For now, we have Kevin on phones. Stanley, I want you on top of that. You are our productivity czar. No excuses. Let's get going, okay? Everybody rolls out.